Right now, they're going to head over to the phones. We're joined by Dr. Shaw of the Summa Healthcare Systems. I'm going to talk a little bit about the injuries of Yan Gomes and Michael Brantley. Dr. Shaw, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brad. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm glad you could join us. I know doctors, they got a ton of things on their plate, a lot going on, so we're happy that you could make time to join us today. Talk a little bit about some of these injuries that our Indians are kind of working through right now. They're obviously doing well, get a win today, 11-4. But everybody's kind of waited around on bated breath to see if we're going to get Michael Brantley, Dr. Smooth, back into the lineup. Kind of give us a rundown on what he's going through, what the issues are with the shoulder. And I know he had a bicep issue as well. And I know it kind of they're all connected there, obviously. I learned that from a song as a kid, you know, the neck bone's connected to all those things. But regardless, what kind of things is he dealing with?
So over the summer, he had shoulder surgery on his labrum, which is kind of a ligament complex that helps deepen the socket of the shoulder joint and helps keep the joint really stable. The tough thing since then is he's had this biceps tendon problem, and the biceps bi, meaning two, meaning you have two tendons of the biceps. One attaches outside the shoulder joint. One actually attaches inside the shoulder joint. And sometimes the biceps tendon is part of the problem in the labral tear, similar to what Michael Brantley had. So when they repaired the labrum, that's all doing well, but they can still sometimes get some irritation along his biceps tendon, and that's where he's having trouble with right now. And again, obviously he's been getting tons of rehab, and he's been seeing multiple different doctors, and I understand he's going to see somebody else again recently just to kind of keep trying to take a look at ways to kind of calm down that irritation.
Now, is the only way to really get past this is just rest, not using those muscles, let them really fully get back to 100%?
Part of it is rest. Sometimes they'll talk about doing a cortisone injection to see if they can calm down the inflammation and irritation in there. Mm-hmm. And then really a lot of it is really aggressive rehab, which he's been doing obviously a lot of, to help stabilize the muscle groups that support the shoulder joint. Because the shoulder joint's a really unstable joint to begin with, which is why you hear about people dislocating their shoulders a lot. Mm-hmm. Really, it's all about trying to stabilize all the other muscles, kind of like you said with the song, you know, ankle bone connection, knee bone connection, hip bone. Well,
right.
There's so many different muscle groups that attach around the shoulder. You can help stabilize those muscle groups. Oftentimes, it'll take stress off of the shoulder.
What can he do as far as exercise or rehab, as you say, to get it back or try to get it back faster?
So a lot of things they're going to have him working on is a lot of what we call scapular stabilization, stabilizing the scapula or the shoulder blade, because the shoulder blade is really the socket that the arm bone fits into. So the humerus bone, it sits into the scapula, which is your shoulder blade. So really working on aggressively strengthening up the muscle groups that stabilize the shoulder blade. If you can stabilize the shoulder blade, a lot of times most people's shoulder pain, especially baseball players, their shoulder pain will go away. Also, they got to really work on keeping him flexible through the front side of his shoulder. So his pec major, his pec minor, the big pec muscles in the front, got to keep those really flexible. Otherwise, it will change how the shoulder joint functions and can cause trouble.
See, all of these things sound pretty alarming to me, Dr. Shaw, when you talk about a guy who's going to be out there using his arm as an outfielder. And is this something, once you get it under control, you get to 100%, is it something that could just flare up again just from use? I mean, obviously, you can have injuries from doing overuse or diving, or because I believe that was originally how he got it, was diving and extending for a ball and overstretching the labrum is how I've understood it. But is this something that could just pop up at any time? Even if you think he's 100%, he comes in, maybe even plays a whole month, but then it could just rear its ugly head again?
Yes, it can do that. And hopefully, I think that's kind of what we've seen happen is, you know, he was better to a point. We said, all right, we're ready to let him play. He starts playing, and then he's like, just getting this irritation again, thinking we can work through it, you know, taking some Advil, anti-inflammatories, that kind of thing, icing it down, doing treatments with the athletic trainers and the physical therapists in the system. But then it just got to the point where Gus got so irritated. But, yeah, he could be, like, doing great for a month or so, and then maybe even sometimes a relatively innocuous dive for a ball didn't seem like it was much, not as bad as the one that he had last year. That could just kind of flare things up. So it can be something that gets problematic. And then there's plenty of other guys who've had labral surgery. And, again, your pitchers, you think about lots of pitchers have labral surgery, and they're constantly throwing, and they do great. So sometimes it's just a quirky thing, and it's hard to know who's going to respond super well and who's going to continue to struggle.
Could this be something that changes the trajectory of his career? Because you have to have that worry about the shoulder at any given time. Maybe you see him less in the outfield. Maybe he transitions to a first baseman or more of a full-time DH?
Gosh, I hope not. Yeah, no, for our fans out there, we're not even going to think about that. Let's just think about him being in the outfield for us.
I like that, Doc. Yan Gomes injured the other day. I can't remember what they call it, an AC joint. Is that what they called it?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of misnomers out there. People call them shoulder dislocations, shoulder separations, and AC separations. So he did not have a shoulder dislocation. So shoulder dislocation is where the ball comes out of the socket. That's not what he had. He had a shoulder separation, or also known as an AC sprain or AC separation, which is, and the AC stands for the acromioclavicular joint, so the joint between your clavicle and then a bone that comes off your shoulder blade that kind of is on the top of your shoulder. That's what he separated, or he kind of tore some of the ligaments there. And there's kind of six different types of those, you know, grade one through grade six.
Okay.
Not sure exactly. I haven't heard what exactly type he had. More likely he had a grade two or grade three.
Timetable for that, I've heard all the way from 4 to 6 to 6 to 8. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. And what's tough about these is you can have a grade one, which sounds like, okay, grade one, that doesn't sound so bad. But it's his throwing arm. He's going to be taking some contact at the catcher's position. It can still take even a grade one, even our football players to get a grade one, it can be 2 to 4 weeks sometimes for those guys. So grade one's kind of 2 to 4 weeks. Grade twos are kind of 4 to 6 weeks. Grade threes can be kind of 4 to 8 weeks. And it's hard to know who's going to be that 4 week. Wow, they're turning around really quickly, and their range of motion's coming back great. Their strength's coming around well. Okay, boom, 4 weeks, we're back early. Sometimes it can take, it's just slow go, and it can take up to 8 weeks. And if that's all that's going on, it's just an AC separation. It's just a matter of pain control, getting his motion back, getting his strength back. Usually nothing else is significantly involved.
Okay, and hopefully it doesn't have the lingering effects like we've been talking about with Michael Brantley, where it could flare up at any time.
Yeah, usually not as much with the AC separation.
Okay. Hey, Doc, again, we appreciate you making some time to join us today. Very informative. I certainly do appreciate it, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road when we have more questions like this week, because I am far from a doctor, never played one on TV, and like I said, my extent of knowledge goes back to that song I learned as a young child.
There you go. I appreciate you having me on, Brad.
Will do. Hey, have a good one, Doc. We appreciate it. Here he goes, Dr. Shaw from the Summit, or excuse me, the Summa Health Systems, talking about